This is Ozarks at Large. New in-store retail technologies, such as self-scan, which interfaces with self-checkout, are transforming how we shop. But they also present new opportunities for thieves. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
The sounds of a traditional checkout experience. Clerks ring up your purchase, bag your items, take your money. But now, more shoppers are checking out at automated self-serve kiosks.
Please select from popular items or look up item alphabetically.
And certain mass merchant retailers are experimenting with do-it-yourself scanners via mobile handheld store devices or personal smart devices. Walmart's testing Scan and Go.
It really is simple. You just use your phone to scan the product barcode and then bag your item.
Scan and Go web promotion makes it sound easy, but it's a little tricky. First, you need newer generation devices to allow the auto locate to launch the in-store mode. Tap the green shopping cart icon, then the scan key. That activates the camera function used to scan package barcodes, and certain bagged items require smushing to get a clear read. It takes a little effort to focus the barcode properly for it to scan, and small products are easy, but larger, heavy ones, like square juice bottles.
You need almost two hands to do this. You have to set the product down and hold the phone and center it over the top until it's in focus.
Scan products appear as a pictorial list with a running cost tally. You bag items into your cart as you go. When finished, you roll up to the self-checkout lane, tap the transfer scan and go icon on the register screen, scan the QR code with your phone or device, which transfers the mobile contents to the computer register. Tap finish, swipe your credit card, and you're done. The receipt appears on your device, saving paper. Last year, a Walmart executive was reported saying that repurposing associates away from cashiers will save the company $12 million in wages every second. The question is, how much money will retailers lose due to malicious theft associated with these new technologies? Vishwanath Venkatesh, a distinguished professor at the University of Arkansas Walton College of Business, is researching mobile self-checkout risks.
We've understood about the process, whereas before, the scanning of the items, the payment, and this departure from the store was all taking place at the same time. Now it's separated in time and space. Scanning can take place somewhere else at some other time. Payment can take place, and then you're leaving the store. And so there needs to be a process for what we've called validation.
Proving that patrons are walking out with stolen inventory, what industry refers to as shrink, and stealing has spiked in recent years. According to the Global Retail Theft Barometer, shrink saw an annual increase in 2011 of 6.6% among North American retailers, costing companies more than $45 billion. Dr. Venkatesh's research data is being gathered from in-store shopper surveys and focus groups comprised of shoplifters, which fall into three broad categories: cash-strapped first-time offenders who steal on a whim, professional shoplifters who steal for resale, and kleptomaniacs.
Customers feel that video and the store employees, the combination of the video and the store employees, would be the two most effective deterrents. Shoplifters actually feel that video and registration with the store in order to use the mobile devices, because that means they're identified. So they feel that those two are the most effective deterrents. Because I think part of it is that they've found their ways around store employees. They know where to look for them and they know how to deal with them. Whereas the customers, the average customers may feel that, well, store employees are going to be effective in being deterred. So video and store registration seem like they would be the most effective.
A repurposed cashier placed on store floors to stock inventory could also serve as a theft deterrent, watching out for patrons who might be fake mobile scanning items to secret pest self-checkout. Some retailers have reportedly removed self-checkout lanes from stores due to increased theft. But Walmart's installing 10,000 new lanes this year, tooling up three-quarters of the company's 4,000 U.S. stores for self-service shopping.
Unexpected item in bagging area. Remove this item before continuing.
NCR Corporation, based in Georgia, is installing the self-checkout lanes, and StopLift Checkout Vision Systems, based in Massachusetts, is providing security solutions to NCR. StopLift CEO and founder Malloy Kundu.
Self-checkout lanes, and it varies by store and store format, but we've seen literally as much as five times higher scan avoidance or theft at self-checkout lanes as compared to manned checkout lanes.
Via weightless theft.
So leaving items in the cart, scanning it or pretending to scan it, but then putting it in a bag, which they bag onto the floor, or they hold it so that it doesn't actually put its weight down onto the weight sensor.
Thieves also type in cheap codes for expensive items or simply walk away from the kiosk to the nearest exit when no one's looking. But StopLift Checkout Vision Systems provides real-time video surveillance above the checkout lane, showing a clear view of fraudulent behavior.
So essentially, it can see that, you know, I had this steak that I pretended to scan, didn't actually scan, and then, you know, I stuck it directly back into the cart.
When a questionable move is detected, the conveyor locks up and issues an alert. A trained clerk is dispatched to politely investigate. Security is brought in if evidence warrants.
Unexpected item in bagging area. Remove this item before. Please wait while we verify your bags.
Malloy Kundu says checkout aisles are packed with activity, so video surveillance is critical to loss prevention. And to meet growing demand, StopLift has just rolled out new technology to speed up self-checkouts.
Using the same technology that we can use to detect theft, we can actually use it now to reduce the number of false alerts.
Triggered by wallet or keys placed on a scale, for example. And with more mobile self-scanning consumers queuing up to self-checkout, reduced false alerts will be critical. But what theft deterrent will work best to reduce scan-and-go type theft?
Really, the best thing that retailers can do today to deter theft for mobile checkout type systems is to do audits of some sort at the point of exit.
Less cashiers could mean more clerks at retail store exits. In the meantime, Malloy Kundu and his team at StopLift plan to release a mobile self-checkout theft solution soon.
Many retailers around the U.S. Cite mobile engagement with customers as one of their highest priorities.
Dr. John Aloysius, who is collaborating with Vishwanath Venkatesh, says mobile point-of-sale technology will only proliferate. As for using smartphone apps like Scan & Go, Dr. John Aloysius says it's not on thieves' radar yet.
But one thing that they assured me was that it wouldn't take them long. So therefore, while they might be reluctant to venture into something new, once they did have the information, they were not shy about saying, yes, we'll figure it out.
Independent research indicates that a majority of shoppers perceive stores with mobile scan and self-checkout technologies as catering to customer preferences. And early research indicates young people, families, and certain middle-aged shoppers tend to use it the most. Along with Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, and CVS, a southern supermarket chain, are installing self-checkouts. East Coast supermarket chain Giant Eagle has discovered a handy theft deterrent, requiring customers to use a store loyalty card to self-checkout. Fraud can be easily traced that way. And Dr. John Aloysius says JCPenney's experimenting with something entirely new.
They're looking at models where store employees have iPads or iPods, and they walk the store, and they can help someone to check out anywhere on the floor.
Discount supply chain retailers were looking toward passive RFID tags, radio frequency identification chips, to electronically track store items. The cost of so many tags has remained a barrier. But once enabled, RFID could reduce retail theft to almost nothing. One high-end jeweler reported testing item-level RFID tags during a chaotic holiday season. The tags completely eliminated theft and drastically reduced inventory labor. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more about retail loss prevention technology, visit StopLift.com.